All right, so we need to finish our story concerning last night at the team dinner before Jason Garrett so rudely interrupted us.
And boy, he did.
I know.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
I hate coming out here because of him.
So you were bitching about the menu, as you typically will.
I wasn't.
It wasn't. It didn't say SpaghettiOs.
I wasn't bitching about it.
Yeah, you were.
I was just expressing a slight amount of dismay.
Yes. It just was too confusing for you. When it was just fish items, meat items, that's really it. All these restaurants are the same, just
Mike's
dressed
upset,
up differently.
Looking over the menu, and he doesn't see Lunchables and Hot Pockets.
Yeah, I think he just said that, something like it.
Not even close.
Okay. That's okay.
No, his was funnier. So anyway, we ordered tuna tartare, nice thing of tuna tartare. And it comes out in those little tiny tuna chunks. Mm-hmm. And look, the tuna out here, as you can imagine, is a little bit different than the tuna in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
It's very good and fresh. Tasty.
Mike wants his packed in vegetable oil.
So Mike looked at that.
I want to get it mine with a can opener.
Mike looked at that as it came out, and it did it. They set the plate right in front of he and I. And he goes, "God almighty, that's gross." And I was like, "Dude,
I don't think I said that."
You
all right.
Did too.
It's sushi.
And then there's another thing.
This is being so embellished.
And Kat can corroborate this. At this point, you had had one drink. And he was hammered.
He was lit up.
You were slurring. You ever seen an alligator gar? It was that tone.
What, did you have like a Ranger tumbler or Long Island iced tea?
It was so weird. He had one drink and he was hammered.
I was not hammered. I was nowhere near hammered. I had two and I was nowhere near hammered.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. He was on an empty stomach for sure.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I told him, I go, look, because you were like, don't even know. I don't want that. And I go, man, I go, you eat sushi now. We have not shamed him, but we convinced him about a decade ago that sushi is actually really good. And I was so proud of him for eating sushi for the first time and liking it. And so now you're into it. We're going to go tonight, right?
I'm way into it.
You're into it. So I had to explain to you last night that tuna that was in a little ball, a little glob, sitting on that plate with pita chips, it's sushi. Doesn't look like sushi to me. I go, well, dude, that's because it's not packaged with rice around it and seaweed and what a roll would look like. So here's what I had to do. And this is what I do to my children. Swear to God, Danny, I grabbed a pita chip, got my fork, scraped tuna.
And not... then he flew it like an airplane in Mike's house.
Here comes the choo-choo train.
And he earned his wings.
I've never been in a plane before.
So I didn't put too much, though, because, you know, little kids, you can't do too much.
Yeah.
So it was just a few little chunks of tuna on there, and then I handed it to him. And you ate it, and you're like, oh. Like, you realize that, yes, in fact, this was the same type of thing that you've been eating now for all these years, sushi-wise.
Yeah.
And then you were like, and then you kept eating it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. But think about that. Think about your disdain and how childlike that is. You just won't try.
No. It's not childlike.
It is so childlike.
It's not childlike. It's just me being cautious. I'm very food cautious. That's all.
You are.
You had to hide his tuna tartare within a bunch of goldfish on his high chair.
Right. It's like
little feet kicking out underneath.
It's like giving your dog medicine. You got to, you know,
put
give
it
him
a pill pocket.
Pill pocket, yeah. But you liked it.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah. And then he wanted, like, he ordered dessert. What'd you get? What was it? Like, it looked like a Cinnabon with
coconut
syrup
bread
on it.
Pudding.
Okay. And you go, like, look here. Look what I'm doing. I'm branching out. I'm like, you're eating bread with sugar on it. That's it. It's not impressive. But it was good, man. I enjoy those.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I enjoy those team dinners quite a bit.
What was the name of the joint? Do you remember?
Rumfish e Vino.
I think it's relatively new.
I think it might be.
To the area.
It's always good for a few laughs.
This, of course, the Catman here with us today.
Wow, nice reset.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody knows him, see?
That is true.
Yeah, this ain't 1999.
True. And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Yeah, that's about the only time you hear from him these days.
Anyway.
Taking great glee in the fact that we dumped something.
I still do.
Now, I had to handle you as well. First, the food thing, like I do with my kids, and then the phone thing, like I do with my kids. I had to say, Michael, you need to put your phone away, because twice he made Tony go out to the car to get the portable charger because your phone was dying.
Yeah.
And as Craig said, can't you just be off your phone while we're having dinner?
No, I can't.
Why?
Neither could anybody else.
Why?
Neither could you.
I could too.
My phone was in my pocket the whole time.
Okay. You didn't need to be on your phone.
Okay, well, I was losing power. That's all.
So you know, what? Well, what is that? We're out there having fun.
Okay, well. I sat it down, I powered it up, and I wasn't looking at it after that.
Twice. Poor Tony is scrambling around, had to go to Radio Shack to get batteries.
You have to go to Radio Shack and get batteries. You're making it sound like you had to go out and get enough stuff to wire a whole radio station together.
We were having our team dinner, and we wanted to be team-oriented. We didn't want you on your phone playing...
And I wasn't.
Playing a...
And I wasn't.
An Indiana Jones game or anything like that.
I wasn't playing an Indiana Jones game, and I wasn't playing Fortnite.
Like Maze Runner or Fortnite.
I was very involved with everybody.
You were. The alcohol helped, for sure.
Yeah, it did.
Speaking of alcohol, how about Norm, the bartender for the entire table all night?
It was pretty impressive. Norm is a wine connoisseur, at least he fancies himself one, and so... He did all the ordering.
He got the glasses. He was passing it around. All of it.
If anybody was just a little bit short on wine, he was topping you off immediately. I like that side of Norm.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
He kept his shoes on the entire meal.
He did. Norm had great stories to tell that I've not heard before. It was a good time. Cut loose.
Was a good time.